The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 258, The Titan Shuffle.
Roger that. Mercury level at 3,000. Resuming normal navigation. Good day.
Georgia, scan for the ship you detected and advise.
Scanning.
Navigation, what's our estimated time to the second spaceport?
At this speed, I estimate approximately 20 standard minutes.
I thought you said that you had the fastest ship in the galaxy.
I do, but there's a limit to how fast you can go in an atmosphere.
Our fastest aircraft was the X-15 at Mach 6.2. which was about 4,600 standard miles per hour. Keep in mind, though, that was at a higher altitude with much thinner air.
You also have to keep in mind that our control surfaces aren't really designed for high-speed air flight.
So what you're saying is we won't catch them unless they enter space.
Exactly.
Radar contact. Bearing 020 degrees starboard. Distance 30 standard miles. Our closing rate is estimated at 1.5 standard miles per minute. Time to the next target is 30 standard minutes.
Thank you, Georgia. Gabby, are we at maximum envelope?
That's a roger, Skipper. It's already beginning to buffet anymore, and we could encounter a dangerous resonance.
Maintain current speed. Georgia, monitor our control surfaces and advise Gabby when we get too close to the threshold.
Monitoring control surfaces.
Georgia, send a message to Jomac. We are in pursuit of a vessel we believe to be under the control of Ursula. There's a possibility that it's a decoy and she may double back. End of message.
Transmitting message.
If she is in the spacecraft ahead of us, how do we want to approach arresting her?
We'll need to proceed with caution. We don't know if the crew of this ship is just giving her a ride or if she's commandeered the ship.
Knowing her as I do, I would say that she used her charm on some captain in a bar. I think it would be too much for any one person to take over a ship from a full crew.
That stands to reason. We should devise a plan that takes that into consideration.
I think that's all going to depend on what happens in the next few minutes.
Is that when you expect her to reach the spaceport?
Yeah, we'll see if she stops or if she continues.
What reason would she have to stop? It seems that she would want to get to space as soon as possible.
If she is in that ship, and it is a big if, she may want to pick up additional people to assist in freeing her prisoners.
I don't know. If it was my ship and I was just giving her a ride, I don't think I'd be taking on a bunch of unknown passengers.
That's true. Perhaps she could only get a ride to the next port. It could be a number of things. We won't know for sure until we apprehend her.
We have to keep in mind that freeing Lister is her main goal.
With that in mind, what bearing does that have on how we approach her?
She'll do anything to accomplish her mission. She may want us to think that she'll attack us in space.
Well, that is the most logical scenario.
What are you suggesting, Lenora?
She could be luring us to begin another ground search, then take the opportunity to ambush us. With the help of others, of course.
Getting others to help the RDF? That's a pretty tall order.
She can be very persuasive.
Sounds like another Bella to me.
I could have gone on a lot longer without having to hear that name.
We took care of Bella. We can take care of Ursula. Maybe they'll be cellmates.
Now, that would be interesting.
In for a little cat fighting, are we?
Hey, no insulting cats while I'm around.
The radar showing the vessel has begun to approach to landing.
In order to maintain our current speed, I'll need to get clearance from ATC.
Make the call. Inform them that we are an IDF vessel in pursuit of a suspect.
We need to be ready if the ship departs suddenly.
We won't know if she's on that ship or not.
We're going to need to be in two places at once.
Georgia, what's the status of our shuttlecraft?
The shuttle is fully operational.
We'll need to split up. The shuttle can land while the Mercury follows this ship if it departs. We need to get it ready.
I suggest you send Gabby and Marco to prep the shuttle. I can take control of the Mercury.
Yeah, we can do that. But if we're going to go to the surface, I think Slane should go with us.
I'll be happy to join the party.
Take the controls, Captain, and we'll get the shuttle ready for launch.
Go through a start-up and standby. Hopefully, we won't have to split up.
So what did the fire marshal have to say?
Aside from the fact that there was a fire caused by incendiary device?
Yeah.
Come on, follow me. I'll show you the point of detonation. Careful. There are a few nails in these burnt timbers.
It hasn't been that long, Nelson. I think I remember how to walk through a fire scene.
It's good to see you standing in the ambers again, Special Agent Hawk.
It feels all too familiar. Is this the source?
Yeah. Here in what used to be the office.
You can't even tell that this used to be a dry cleaner's.
I pity the owners and customers. You bring your suit or fur coat here to be cleaned and poof, it's gone.
Did the marshal determine if an accelerant was used?
Not yet. They took samples back to the lab. We should have an answer sometime today.
You're the expert in explosives. What do you think?
Judging from what I see here, I think we're looking at an incendiary device. Maybe phosphorus. Combine that with the chemical used in dry cleaning, and this mess you're standing in as a result.
But why a dry cleaner? What's here that's important enough to destroy an entire building?
That's what we're here to find out.
Does Florina know anything about what happened?
Nope. It happened early in the morning, before anybody got here.
And the owners?
Out of town. They're closed a week for vacation.
It's too early to tell if we're looking at insurance fraud, but it definitely wasn't an accident. I need to get back to the station and follow up on the lab results.
I've got it from here. Or should I say, we've got it.
It was good to see you again, Kate. Don't be such a stranger.
Thanks. I appreciate you letting me hang out.
Not a problem.
So what do you really think?
This has all the earmarks of arson, and a bit heavy-handed at that.
That's what I was thinking. If it were simple arson, like for insurance, I don't think it would be this devastating.
True. Most insurance arsons try to make it look accidental. There's nothing accidental about this.
And if it was some type of revenge, I don't think the bomb would have been set off from the inside. Did you notice all the glass in the front?
Yes. There wasn't a shard of glass anywhere inside the building, meaning the glass was blown out from the inside.
So that rules out something like a drive-by or someone breaking a window and tossing in a bomb?
The fact that it was set off inside the office also means someone was inside here. This door appears to have been closed.
I can't help thinking that this has something to do with Rage. They operated next door here. This is where the stolen stip landed.
And next to where Jeremy Parks lived.
That was an adventure unto itself. This reminds me a lot of our secret office here in Baltimore.
The dry cleaning secret entrance? That thought crossed my mind, too.
That would have been ironic. Rage, using the same thing the IDF does. Of course, I don't see any secret entrances around here.
Believe me, that's the first thing I looked for. No, I think if this was a front for some type of headquarters, there would have been a lot more destruction.
Have we ruled out a gas leak explosion?
That was our first elimination. Hopefully the lab report will give us a starting point and any chemical trace left behind. Until then, it's just a guessing game.
Look at this burn pattern.
It's the source of ignition.
Everything around it is basically turned to glass.
The explosion created a tremendous amount of heat.
I don't think we're looking at an explosion. See how all the damage is radial and up toward the ceiling?
Yes. I noticed that there is no damage on the floor under the blast site.
So what do you make of that?
I'm thinking a shaped charge. It directed the blast outward and upward only.
Then this is a very precisely shaped charge.
What are you thinking?
Rage has an anti-personnel charge, much like our Claymore mine in theory. When detonated, it sends out a radial blast and an upward one. The exception being, they don't use projectiles or gunpowder.
I recall those. They use the same principle as a proton blaster.
I don't think the how is that important right now. It's the why.
And that's what we're going to find out.
Stand by for portal closure.
Standing by.
The portal is closed. You are cleared for egress.
John, it's good to see you again.
Pappy, as always, it's good to see you too.
Does everybody know you?
When you've been around as long as I have, yes, they do.
Follow me. I have a room all set up for you.
Has any decision been made about Kate?
Officially, she's still confined to a desk. They plan to work her back into the IDF system slowly.
And unofficially?
Unofficially, she's back at her old job with the SIS, helping on an arson case.
That sounds like her.
Okay, here we are. This computer has the program running. I've taken the liberty of inputting the necessary parameters. You just need to start inputting the names and socials.
Thank you. We'll get right to it.
Call me if you need me.
Oh, we will. Okay, how do you want to do this?
Well, I'm a two-finger typist, so how about I go through the list and you type in the information?
Sounds good to me.
Start with these three.
I still think the one you singled out is our guy.
I feel the same way, but there's a chance he wasn't alone. We don't know how deep this goes.
So this software program is going to do in seconds what it took us 2 days to do.
As long as we input the correct information, yes.
GIGO. You know, G-I-G-O.
I'm afraid I don't know.
It's from the early days of programming. Garbage in, garbage out.
I guess that makes sense. Let's not put in any garbage then. You start on this one while I take this.
No problem.
Thornton.
Mr. Thornton. Detective Garrett.
Yes, Garrett. How are things in Houston, besides Hart?
Going as best as can be expected. Scarlet around.
Yeah, she's right here. Let me put you on speaker. Okay, go ahead.
Hey, Scarlet, are things getting back to normal for you yet?
About as normal as it can get. Right now, Pappy and I are working on suspected moles in the Pentagon.
That sounds interesting. Are you trying to find the people who assigned Korsky and Bishop, other than Obarski?
Yeah, we already have one suspect. So, what's the reason for the call?
I'm hoping you have some good news on these three.
I certainly do. The office just learned that all three have been charged with domestic terrorism by Homeland Security and the FBI.
On one hand, I suppose that's good. I'm sure if convicted, they'll get a long sentence. On the other hand, there most likely won't be a trial for what Korsky did to my parents.
They're gonna be punished severely. Right now, you're gonna have to settle for that.
You're right on the money about that. I've been telling Scarlett not to give up on the military side of the charges. I'll see it through. Might be a while, but those manslaughter charges aren't going away anytime soon.
They'll be tried separately. Korsky's arraignment will be the first of the week, with Bishop and Obarski soon to follow.
Please let me know how that goes. I can't see them getting bail or anything.
In my experience in dealing with these matters, I can pretty much guarantee you they'll only see the light of day to go to court.
That would be fine by me.
All right. I just wanted to call and update you guys.
We appreciate that very much.
Yes, thank you so much.
We'll talk soon.
Later.
In spite of the IDF not getting first crack at them, I think that's pretty good news.
I guess I can't complain. But I still want my day in court.
And you shall have it, Scarlett. You shall have it.
Say, Kelly, I was serious when I said earlier that I could help on this case.
That's really thoughtful, Sam. But we can't shoot him, you know.
I know. Pity, though. I can at least help with research, stakeouts, getting lunch for everyone.
Are you serious? By the time you got back to the office, it'd be all gone.
You're probably right about that. There must be something I can do.
Let's see. If I remember correctly, you were getting pretty good with social media, weren't you?
LOL, you betcha.
Start going through both their accounts and see if you can get a list of close friends. See what things John likes. Maybe a hobby, co-workers.
I can do that. What are you going to do?
I'll be digging into his financial records, at least what's public. We have nothing on this guy, so a warrant is out of the question.
If we had all of these restrictions on Hunga, nothing would get done.
Well, it works here. I'm sure it could work there.
Nope. We're too impatient for that. Just...
shoot him. Ha. Yeah, I know.
Who are we shooting?
Unfortunately, no one.
Oh, Sam is a little impatient with our system of justice. I've got him going through John's social media accounts, and I'm looking at what financials I can. So far, though, I don't see any wild purchases. But then again, if he were seeing someone, he'd hide anything like that.
Look, we can't assume it's another woman. He could be gambling or sneaking off to play golf.
Golf? Now that's a stupid game. Hit a little ball with a stick into a hole in the ground?
For which you can make $1 million if you do it better than anyone else on any given day.
Where do I sign up?
Well, find something first. Then we'll talk about games.
Yeah, what have you got going?
I've been making contact with some of my friends at the Pentagon to see if they've ever heard of this guy. If he's negotiating contracts, somebody has to know him.
And if you can't find anyone?
Well, then I think Mrs. McMillan has more to worry about than just a cheating husband.
The way things have been going lately, I wouldn't be surprised if he turned out to be a rage operative, posing as an IDF undercover agent from Hunga.
That would be interesting.
Well, let's hope not. I've about had my fill of rage operatives. I need a nice domestic issue case.
This paper trail would be a lot easier if I had access to his complete financials. Something we can't do without a warrant.
But it's something that the IDF can do. I'm going to contact Pim and see what he can do about speeding this along.
Yeah, but would he commit those kinds of resources for a simple domestic case?
At this point, I doubt it very seriously. I know he's currently helping Pappy and Scarlett on their Pentagon case, but I just don't know if we have enough to get the IDF involved.
Then we better get to it and find something. You have any plans to tail him to work?
Well, of course, but before I commit to something like that, I want to have a good reason.
This is kind of interesting.
What's that?
Looking at his social media page, he lists only 5 friends. As far as I can tell, none of them are co-workers.
Yeah, it's only mildly unusual. I have less than 20. Anthropologists will tell you that the average number of friends in a person's social circle is about 50. Only 15 of those are close friends, and maybe 5 are what's called intimate bonds.
Huh. It says here that on a social platform, the average user has 155 friends on the platform, of which 43 are considered to be friends, and just 4 would be friends they would trust in a crisis.
Well, since he only has 5, I'll research them and see what the connection is.
All right. That shouldn't take too long. And be sure to cross-check their interests if they list any. Maybe they have something in common.
Like hitting a little ball with a stick?
Yeah, like hitting a little ball with a stick.
Captain Tam, what are you showing on radar?
Suspect craft is holding its course for the approach. No change in altitude.
Very well. Captain Nate, hold present course and altitude.
Holding course and altitude.
Shuttle 1, what is your status?
Shuttle is detached from tie-downs and ready for launch.
Very well.
How long do you propose to follow this craft?
To the last spaceport, if necessary.
Just to the last spaceport.
It's my understanding that this spacecraft she's taken is not capable of long-range deep space travel. Georgia, please verify the capabilities of the craft we are following.
Analyzing.
Radar indicates that the ship is slowing down.
Reducing speed to match.
It looks like they're setting up for landing.
Jaffra, I have accessed the technical specifications for the ship.
It is a Class 3 cruiser, capable only of low orbital flight.
Thank you.
At least we won't have to worry about her making a break for Letterbus. Or anything else for that matter.
There's no telling what she'll do. One thing for certain is that she will do everything in her power to throw us off track.
I feel like we have all the bases covered. Joe Mack, Liam, and the Doc are covering the Prometheus. Gabby's crew will watch this spaceport, and we'll follow this ship.
If they continue to the next port, we'll be able to follow. In the meantime, I'll be putting us in a holding pattern. We'll stay in the pattern in case the ship continues to the next port.
We will have our answer in a few minutes. Is there anything else new on the radar?
The ship has begun a slow descent. Looks like they're setting up for a landing.
Perhaps this would be a good time to launch the shuttle.
Mercury to shuttle.
Go for shuttle.
You are cleared to drop.
We are ready for drop launch. Turning over drop controls to Georgia.
Bay doors are open. Drop in 3, 2, 1. Drop.
Engines fired. We're clear of the Mercury. Beginning approach.
Copy that. Good hunting. Nate, proceed to your holding pattern.
Disengaging chase. Proceeding to published missed approach holding pattern.
Let's hope she can stay on Ursula. Well, that is, if she's even on that ship.
If anyone can do it, it's Gabby.
Approach control, this is 0108, number 2 in line with the numbers. I have information, Juliet.
0108, continue.
08, roger.
Well, this is going to be interesting. I don't know how we'll be able to tell if she's on board or not.
Unless they do a touch and go, they'll have to stop.
I'm just concerned that we might be out of position if she gets off. Georgia, can you use the Mercury's infrared scanner to see if someone departs the ship we're following?
I will advise you if someone departs.
You know, there are so many flaming variables at work here. We don't even know for sure if she's on that ship.
That's true. But if she isn't, we have a crew on the Prometheus. I don't think there's any chance of her hijacking it.
No, we'll know soon enough. If someone gets off, we'll be on them.
0108, you are cleared for the approach.
08, roger. We are full stop.
It looks like they're landing.
The moment of truth is at hand.
Zero-8, clear the active.
Taxi to parking.
Gabby, one person disembarked the craft and is getting into a form of land transportation.
Thank you, Georgia. Gentlemen, the game is afoot.
Did Ursula exit the spacecraft or was it a decoy? Will the Mercury continue its pursuit of that spacecraft? And will Pyramid's program help Thornton and Scarlet? We'll find out in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, The Nutshell Game.